Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M. What time is it?
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Breaks the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show. On every afternoon, Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day Adelaide. Welcome to your Monday edition of your beautiful Rush Hour on this glorious day. Oh dear, the sun's out, the old plums have been hanging out, and I tell you what, family, we are up and about this week. Can't wait. Now, we've made some changes to our lineup. Our Bernie Vince has gone on holidays for 2 weeks. Where, we don't know. He just took off on Friday after not paying for his seventh round of froffies. But let's say good afternoon to Greg Blewett, and we've got a special guest who's going to do the show with us. Hello to you, Greg.
Hello, Jars. Were you going to introduce? I thought you would have gone to our special guest first.
Not yet. Hello, G.
Hello.
Can I have drum rolls or an air raid siren or something? G, I thought you'd have that ready for me, please. Now, this is, we're very proud of this young man because he represented his country in the Tokyo Olympics. Ladies and gentlemen, let's slap your hands. The 24-year-old little superstar, world champion cyclist, Alex Porter, joins us on the Rush Hour.
Jars, Bluey, thanks for having me.
There he is.
Yeah, welcome,
thanks,
Alex.
Everybody.
G'day, young
glad
man.
Glad to be here.
Hey, they found your face yet?
We went and scraped it off the track, stuck it back. It's good to go.
We're going to talk about that a bit later on, aren't we, Gregory?
Yes. But I want to know more about that.
We do.
Definitely.
And that's where you were. Well, you're in the team pursuit. You're going at 65 kilometres an hour. Next minute, your handlebars decided, well, that's enough for me. I'm jumping off.
Yeah, safe to say, wasn't the plan.
Stiff.
But. Tough as they.
Yes.
You,
straight back on.
You would have just body
back
crumbled
on the
in a heap.
Not like an AFL team. Sub me out. Come on, I'm a bit hurt.
No, you would have passed out. You would have been knocked out on a stretcher, but not our Alex. He jumped back on the bike, what was left of it, and just continued on. So welcome, mate. And welcome,
you.
And we'll have a bit of a chat and get into you and stay up a little bit. Good weekend, young man.
Not bad.
Well, what do you mean, not bad?
No,
what's wrong
just,
with you?
We've had a rotten run of luck with illness in our family.
Oh, here we go.
Catherine went down
she
last
did.
Weekend,
poor love.
And the little fella, little rug rat,
Rory,
went down Saturday, well, Friday night.
Rory, and then who potentially could end up in Alcatraz when he gets older.
That's right. He's a little character, but he was not in a good place Friday night. I had to sleep with him half the night, and he was a bit of a handful, and then... Anyway, he's okay now. He's starting to bounce back.
Good stuff. We're going to catch up with Jay Clark. Plenty of AFL trade news happening today. Adelaide Crows offered to North Melbourne for pick one. North Melbourne said, Rue and Justin Reid, go and get stuffed. Mm. It ain't happening.
Well, wasn't a surprise, was it? Because Richmond had a bit of a go as well.
They had a nibble at that young talent from South Adelaide.
Doesn't happen very often, Jars.
No.
The number one
pick gets
coughed up.
North Melbourne... Trent Dumont is an Adelaide boy, wants to come back to South Australia. Mm. I know for a fact the Crows are not interested in this young man.
Right.
So he's trying to, well, obviously missing Adelaide, but he needs to get back to Adelaide. And I think Port Adelaide may pick him up. If they don't, we'll end up in the sandful.
Right.
Jaeger O'Meara linked to Port Adelaide.
Yes.
No,
yes,
no,
yes.
No.
It's not happening?
Port don't need a Jaeger O'Meara. Look, they've got plenty of those type of players. Alex, what do you think?
Well, I mean, after the prelim, I feel like they could, you know, all the help they could get at this point.
Oh, you want the Port Adelaide to take... Oh, hello, well, Alex wants him on.
I can't see why not.
Okay.
He's a decent player,
He's a good player. Yeah, you know, they need all the help they can get.
Mm. Okay, what else has happened?
Well, what about Tyson Stengel? Well, have you mentioned him?
No.
He's found a home, Jars.
Well, there you go.
And because of probably the Eddie Betts connection, Eddie signed on down at Geelong as one of the... What is Eddie Betts? Is he an assistant coach?
Yeah, assistant
or what is
coach
he?
In the development program and will run the Indigenous program down there at the Catland. So, good pickup.
So, well done to Tyson Stengel because obviously he's had a bit of a...
Yep.
Well, what would you say? A mixed... 12 months.
Well, he's had a terrible two or 3 years.
Yeah.
He's been done three times.
Yeah.
So, but credit to the young man where it's due. He sorted himself out off field.
Mm.
So, and Eddie Betts will play a major role and he'll be handy for the Cats down there.
Mm.
Now, young Alex, did you ever play footy before we get underway to the Ashes chat next?
No.
Yeah.
What? We've got to talk about the fight.
Oh, that's
the heavyweight fight.
Shit.
Never mind. Don't worry about that one.
Yeah. Did you watch it yesterday?
Bits and pieces. Caught the highlights.
Ooh,
at the end. Yeah, well, apparently it's one of the greatest fights we've had in a long time.
That's what they're saying.
I know.
They're saying the greatest heavyweight fight in the world.
What absolute garbage.
It was a great
what
fight.
What absolute garbage.
What do you mean garbage?
Like, there were five knockdowns, Jars, yeah. But if people are saying that's one of the greatest heavyweight bouts of all time.
They are.
Listen, well done to Tyson Fury. Yeah. He can box, but, yeah. Mate, I'll tell you what he does. He throws a couple of punches and then he just grapples.
He's a grappler,
because he's got the longest arms that have ever been made, and he just hangs on. It is boring as batshit.
Well, here
to
he
watch.
Is knocking out Wilder.
Fury throwing it up again, and that's it. It's over. Russell Moura waves it off. He's not counting. The Gypsy King is the heavyweight champion of the world. Let's go.
They just said it. All time great.
He's a bit of a character. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. He's had a mixed career, and here he is also talking about his opponent and how he handled the loss.
We fought like two warriors in that. I went over to shake his hand and say well done, and he was like, "No, I don't respect you." I was like, "How can you say I've cheated when you know in your own heart and your full team knows that you just got beat fair and square?" So it's just like. He's just a sore loser in boxing or what, but I'm sure he's not the first one and he won't be the last one. But I've acted like a gentleman throughout my career and that's all I can do as a man.
There you go.
Brilliant.
There's his,
as a man.
What
as
about
man.
The accent?
As how a man,
I love it.
So hey, Alex, as a man.
Yeah, I love the accent. How good.
I know.
I can hear him, listen to him talk
he's
all day.
He's a gypsy joker.
And they've had three fights. The first was a draw and then he's won the next two.
There you go. What's the purse? What's he pocket?
I think the gypsy boy won about 13 mil.
13?
13, yeah.
Is that it?
I think he got short-changed, didn't he?
Nice.
I don't like cricket.
Come on, Cage, spit it out. We love that.
He rang us Saturday night.
Did he?
George, yeah.
How's he going?
No, he was three
Has he
parts.
Signed his contract?
No, he was three parts.
Was he? He loves his
Because he wanted
Blanc,
to talk about
he?
Jordan Dawson. And what some of his language I cannot repeat on air if we don't get him.
Well, we're getting him, aren't we?
I don't know. Ask Roo.
Hey, they're coming. Alex?
Yeah.
Jars?
Good.
So,
how good?
And what about the comments last night? So we've got a WhatsApp group, Alex, with the Rush Hour. And I said, listen, we can chat about the Ashes squad tomorrow because they're naming it Sunday night. He fires back. Now, listen here, White Teeth. That won't be done until Tuesday. Well, what happened, Jars? It got names.
Yeah, but where are the names? Where are the names? Where are the good cricketers from England? There's no one coming, bar a few 40-year-olds.
Yes, there is. The big absentee is Jofra Archer.
And who else?
He's there. And Ben Stokes.
Well,
that happens from time to time. It's sport, Jars. People are injured.
Where's Ali Mohammed?
No,
where's he?
No.
Is he retired, is he?
Ali.
Yeah, Ali. Where's
he? No, he's retired.
Oh, okay.
He's retired. So
he's my favourite spinner.
But I'm with you. Look, they need... So they're experienced players, Jars.
Yeah.
Stuart Broad, Jimmy Anderson, Joe Root have to have their best series ever.
Correct. Yeah.
Because the other boys that have been chosen...
Yeah.
Look, it's a decent squad. The other good news is they're at full strength. So there were talk of possibly some people not coming or making themselves available, but everyone is coming. I'm going to give you Stuart Broad's career in Australia, Jars. 12 tests, 34 wickets, average 37.
Wow.
Good enough?
No.
Right, so he needs to improve. Jimmy Anderson, Alex.
Yeah.
18 tests in Australia, 60 wickets, average 35.
Wow.
Come on, Jimmy.
He needs to fire for England.
Joe Root, who's just coming off an unbelievable 12
Isn't
months.
He? Yeah.
9 tests in Australia.
Yeah.
How many hundreds?
I don't know.
0, Jars.
Oh.
An average of 38. So their three big guns have to do something extraordinary to push Australia.
Right.
Australia
Alex?
Are red hot favourites.
Yeah.
But no Stokes, who's their best player.
Yeah.
And Jofra Archer is not coming either. He's got a injured elbow. He's their best bowler. So they're going to have to pull one out of the hat.
So will it still be a good series?
Look, it's an Ashes series, so they'll be competitive, but I'd be really, really surprised if there's an upset. I mean, Australia at home.
So you're saying
without bowling.
So basically you're saying there's going to be a 5-0 win to Australia.
I'm going four zip. I reckon England's best chance is going to be the Adelaide Test match, which is day night.
Day nighter, yeah.
And the ball, we know the ball swings around, so it's going to be, you know, that's where Jimmy Anderson will sort of come into his own.
Yeah.
And that's their best chance. That's the second Test match. But I reckon we'll blow them away in Brisbane.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that first ball, December 8th, when the toss goes up, Australia batting, and the Ashes is started. I cannot
wait. Do the cricketers
wait.
Have to wear a mask when they're fielding? Hey?
Mate, I'm going to put a mask on you, and I'm going to stitch it on.
Now, listen, Alex, I did hear that these are the emergencies for the Poms that will be coming out that will obviously be required to train and suit up. My information is Ian Botham, David Gower, and Michael Vaughan will be required to play for England.
Is that right? Is that right?
How good. What a team.
I reckon we might have – actually, I don't want to –
What?
I reckon Ian Botham's going to be – around a fair bit.
He'll
Triple M have got the cricket, of course.
Is he on
so
board?
So we're going to be...
Hey? Oh, don't tell. Well, don't drop it.
I know last time we had
no
him on.
No one signed up yet.
And guess how we paid him?
In lure wine. Of wine.
In wine.
Yeah,
so exactly. I hope we've got a big seller at Triple M.
We're talking to Alex Porter. Do you ever play cricket as a young man?
Oh, very briefly.
What were you, bowler, batter, or wicketkeeper?
I was at the age where you did everything.
here we go. Oh, I like this.
Did you play any footy?
I played plenty of footy.
Did
I'm just
you?
Glad you said the Adelaide test is going to be a good one because I'm going to day one. So after that, I'm not really too fazed, to be honest.
He's on his bike. He's riding him.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
Well, he joins us for the last time for 2021. He's been magnificent and I reckon he's won the award. Presentations will be next week. But we welcome Jay to the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Jay.
It's great to be with you, team. Does the trophy include some sort of key to get out of this friggin' state?
You've been stiff.
I'm locked down. I'm nearly at a 2-year run now, and I'm just ready to bust out of this jail.
Nah, the prize will be I'll take you up to the Barossa for a day, Jay-Z.
You'll take him up there, will you?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
He just won't me. Fund it, though.
Me and Bernie.
Me and
better
Bernie.
Be up for a big day, mate, if you're taking me.
Now, Jay, say hello to Alex Porter, our little Olympian superstar.
Hey, Jay. Yes. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
All right, mate. Now, Chad Wingard and Bobby Hill and Jaeger O'Meara. I'll go those three names first up. What's happening with the three of them?
Yes, so GWS made a shock play for Chaddy Wingard last night. He slept on it, but will not be heading up to the Giants next year. So we know, you know, that move to Hawthorn hasn't really worked out, has it? They've loaded up on a couple of types there, Jaeger O'Meara, Chad Wingard, Tom Mitchell, of course, from Sydney. But now they find themselves at the bottom of the ladder with an older list trying to regenerate under Sam Mitchell. So Hawthorn's been very aggressive. Says, you know, they've been open to trading at least one of these players for a high pick.
Yep.
GWS came to the table yesterday, but Chad Wingard, in talks with his senior manager, Paul Petroro, this morning, has confirmed. That's the helicopter just above me right now trying to pluck me out of this joint, boys. They've confirmed Chad Wingard, he's staying at Hawthorn. He won't be heading to GWS. And a very similar situation for Jaeger O'Meara. So there has been reports about Port Adelaide being interested. As I understand it, Jason Cripps, the list boss there, and his crew haven't seriously discussed him at all. So I'd be absolutely shocked if Jaeger O'Meara found his way to Port Adelaide. In fact, he can probably put a line through it already.
Done.
All right. Thanks for that, Jay-Z. What about Jordan Dawson? What's the latest there?
Yeah, I think he'll get to Adelaide. Certainly, people yesterday were saying that Sydney and Adelaide were going to come together today and talk and get some movement on this deal and that basically cool heads were going to prevail. Now, as I understand it, the most likely scenario for a trade here is that Adelaide use its future first-round pick, which they obtained from Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Melbourne finished top four next year, Jars, which you think would happen, that would be a pick between 15 and 18 from next year's draft for Jordan Dawson. Now, the real tough point is whether there also needs to be a little bit of icing on the side, some sweetener on that. Yep. So I think there's a... Adelaide has got pick 33 and Sydney has got pick 39. So whether they swap picks to just give Sydney a little bit more love on that. But I think the bedrock, the key pillar, the key part of that deal will be Melbourne's future, or that future first round pick, which is obtained from Melbourne, which will be between, you'd think, 15 to 18 next year. And if Melbourne go no good, it could be lower. But that's certainly very senior people last night were thinking that could be the major plank of that deal, and that Jordan Dawson be playing for Adelaide next year.
Done.
That's the Jay-Z. Pete Laddams. Where's he going to end up?
Yeah, this is still hanging in the balance, it's fair to say, Alex. So Sydney have offered pick 31, which is an average second round pick. Now it's going to probably take a little bit more than that. So what often happens in this situation is, right, that, as I said before, that could become the main part of the deal, and then there's some swaps around that which could sink it. Now which could clinch it. So Port Adelaide are pretty keen to move Pete. He's got a back ended deal. They've got Scotty Lysett in the ruck, and they like young Mays as well. So, again, I'm thinking this is more likely to go through, but there's going to have to be some swaps there around this to try and improve that deal for Port Adelaide.
Hey, some good news, Jay-Z, for Tyson Stengel. His wait is over, and he finds another AFL club.
Yeah, he's going to move to the Cats, which is a great environment. He probably needs a place with a strong leadership, strong culture. He's had chances at Adelaide and Richmond and gone a little bit off the rails at times at both of those clubs. But with Eddie Betts at the Cats, it's a perfect partnership. They're former housemates there. They're very tight. I think Stengel could be a really productive goal kicker for Geelong next year. They're quite excited about him. They get him for nothing. He's a delisted free agent. Expecting to play a significant role in that forward half. Essendon was also interested, but has changed tack now that they're looking at Bobby Hill from GWS, Bluey.
Yeah.
He played 30 games, averaged nearly a goal a game, only 9 possessions a game. Now, Essendon are currently saying a third-round pick 51, they would do for Hill. That's left GWS unimpressed, so that deal is going to have to improve for him to end up at Essendon, of course, and the Giants also trying to get this deal done for Rory Lobb, maybe a future second round pick. Importantly, they want Fremantle to pay up to $250,000 a year of Lobb's salary.
Yep.
Freo don't want to pay a cent of it, right? So this is one of you know, often these deals, there can be some difficult ones. That appears to be the most difficult at the moment.
Mate, great job this year. Really appreciate all your time and effort, Jake.
Yep.
Take care, mate. Have a great break, and we'll be back next year.
Good on your team. Thanks for having me.
There he is there, Jay Clark. Well, terrific job this year.
He might be at the cricket. Well, get him over for the cricket. What do you think?
Well, he's in lockdown. How are you going to go to the cricket?
By the time, December. Middle of December,
you've got
the Ashes.
Contacts. You're a former Australian test cricketer.
All right, well, Triple M will fly, mate.
How many test hundreds did you make?
He can stay at your joint.
Absolutely. I've got plenty of room. How many hundreds did you make?
None of your business.
Who's been trying to get in touch with you guys over the weekend? It's the Rush Hour voicemail.
You have 11 new messages.
G'day, boys. Rich from the Crows here, just giving you the mail on one of the greatest trades in Adelaide football history. Someone's given us an old toothbrush for that picture of Jars and the members. So we're now very excited for functions in 2022. Jars, it's Ken. When you said come around Sunday for boxing, I thought you meant the fight. I didn't realise you meant boxing up your old unwanted clothes to take to the salvos while you were sitting there watching your own highlight.
Bernie, Wayne from Semaphore Barracks here, mate. Thanks for coming to the maiden voyage of the SS Adelaide. It was good to have a bit of star power there. Just a note, a bit of feedback. That magnum of champagne was meant to crack under the ship, not drink in the car park with Tom Rockcliffe before asking who's paying you.
Onto it.
Hello, it's Lincoln from the Adelaide Colonic Centre, Bluey. Sorry we had to change your appointment just before you played golf on Saturday. Yeah. We really appreciate you, as always, making it fit for us. Hello, Jeff from Cooyonga here, Greg. Mate, we just need to bill you for damage to one of the couches in the 19th hole lounge Saturday Arvo. Mate, look, no idea what the stain is, but it wasn't there before you sat down, mate. It's
on. Dry cleaning.
It's Peter from Seven Sport here, mate. Jars, your godson, James Rowe, has thrown his hat into the trade period. He's got a collection of black label penthouse magazines from the 90s. Now, he's looking to trade issues 2, 7 and 23 for a new beer fridge. Can you confirm this, mate? Big stall.
Mr. Vince, Oliver here. Don't know if you remember me. Just wanted to say thanks so much for walking us through your entire career. We really appreciate it. Just next time, if you just wouldn't mind sitting there silently in your cell till you sober up, that'd make a lot of people's lives easier. It's Maddo, your boss, and... wow. It's big. Bluey, looking forward to having you with the commentary box for the Ashes series. Thanks, going to have to sit you down with Ditz or Gator or someone after your first demo, mate. It's good, but you were talking into the water jug. That's not the microphone. It's not even close to the microphone. Wow. Oh, g'day, boys. Biggles here.
Oh, no.
Going to be heading over to Flemington for the Spring Racing Carnival. Hope to have a winner backed right up. Oh. Like that swimwear. I better get like a hot dog. And waxing my bum crack.
Oh, stop it. Not again.
This rooftop mirror's. Male stripper for tax purposes.
Wait for it.
Way too much.
Too much.
There it is, Biggles.
Ben, Mika from the Stansbury pub, mate. Look, don't mind your old man Timmy coming down for a few frothies after work and then getting the missus to pick him up after a couple, but for f***'s sake, can you get him not to leave it in the car park? That combine harvester is a prick to reverse around. Hello, gentlemen. It's JB. I hope you miss me in the commentary box as much as I do. I see another earthquake happen on the Victorian-South Australian border. People making jokes that it was Andrew Jarman falling over. I took offence to that. It's not even remotely true. Because no one felt it in Darwin. You've heard? How does Maz physically not suffocate?
There are no more messages.
Jeez, that was a bit nasty.
Wow.
From JB at the end.
I thought it was his mate. I thought they were tied.
No.
Oh, hey, did you like that, Alex?
Yeah, that was good. That
mate,
was very
ring
good.
From Mika from Stansbury. Bernie's not here yet, Chunky.
Biggles. He's a regular.
He cracks me up every time.
Well, talk about cracks.
Now, we've got Alex Porter in the studio, Australian Olympian and a very much loved South Australian. We're very proud of this young man. He's filling in for Byrne, who's having some time off, Greg.
Mm.
You haven't whacked Byrne yet, have you? Geez, you've been a bit careful about being negative towards Byrne.
Yeah, he was.
Because you know he's listening.
You know, he was very rude to a few of us on Friday night after he'd had a couple.
Was he?
Yeah, sending some rather nasty text
was
messages.
Was he really?
Out.
Actually, you did.
Typical Byrne.
Yeah, typical
Byrne. Once he has a couple of the old beers, he gets a bit fiery, doesn't he?
Now, Alex, you're downtime now, aren't you? You're not. You're off season. You're off season. You haven't been on the bike for a period of time. Are you having a couple of frothies around town or not?
Oh, just a couple of quiet ones here and there. You know how it is.
What's it like being normal again?
Oh, it's actually pretty weird. It's the first time, I reckon, in 9 years that I've been able to be a normal person. So
yep.
It's kind of odd having to actually wake up in the morning and decide what I do with my day, not just be told what to do.
How long are you going to be normal for?
Probably another month or two. My coach has been pretty good with that, giving me plenty of time, make sure the brain and body is ready to go for Paris.
Now, we're talking about the brain and the body.
Yes.
Mate, we all watched it and we were sickened by the fall itself. When you watch it so many times and you sit down with your coach, do you remember what actually happened and why it happened? Because, well, we know why it happened, but do you talk about the what ifs?
Yeah, we've spoken about it a little bit. I guess I've watched it and spoken about it so much now I'm kind of numb to it. Mm. But, yeah, well, it was weird leading into the – it's still one that's hard to – I guess, wrap your head around, because we did a whole what ifs leading into Tokyo, and we were given all these scenarios, and I reckon if we had a million meetings, that was not going to be a scenario we thought would happen.
Wow. We're going to play it?
Yeah, let's see. Here's the crash we got regarding Alex Porter in the team pursuit, trying to bloody win gold for our country, and this is what happened.
Let's see what the tactics and the ability. Oh, and a rider has gone down. So clip the wheel. One rider has crashed.
Well.
So
sickening.
They said clip the wheel, which I heard when I was in the stadium, and I got really mad because I knew I didn't hit the wheel.
Yeah, well, just on that, I mean, I was watching as well. You looked, I mean, I think initially the impact, you were probably a little bit stunned because you didn't know what happened. But then when you were trying to go back and get yourself organised again, get another bite, you looked furious.
Yeah, I was. Once I was sitting on the floor and I had all this blood just pouring out of my nose. I wasn't sure if that and my arm were broken. I kind of gathered myself, moved my bike because I wasn't sure if my teammates were still coming. And yeah, I was, I guess, angry and more just stunned in the fact that that's happened there. I've been riding that bike for 3 months.
Yeah,
I used it for my warm up two days before. Had done the identical thing, and somehow for some reason it had to happen when we were actually racing
right
in the Olympics.
Then and there.
Watching the footage back, it looks literally just like the handlebars just fell off, like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
They literally just disappeared. When you watch the video, it happened in about 2 seconds. For me, it felt like it was about 10 because coming into the bend, I just felt my arms sort of disappearing away from my body and I couldn't work out what was going on because that just shouldn't happen. And it wasn't until I was probably half a second away from my face hitting the track that I'd actually clicked in my head that something at the front of my bike just snapped.
How fast were you going?
65K an hour.
No way.
You're actually probably lucky not to get knocked out.
Yeah, well, I thought I was going to have lost teeth.
Yes.
Thought I was going to be concussed. Thought the moneymaker was in serious strife, but luckily it healed up.
Now, the investigation is still ongoing from what you've told us as to why it happened.
Yeah, they're currently still looking into it. We've been told anywhere from a month to the end of the year we should know exactly what's happened and where the problem was.
And where do you think you and your coach think the problem was? Was it the design of the handlebars or?
Oh, for me personally, to be honest, I actually have no idea. Okay, I haven't put too much thought into what has gone wrong. There's been plenty of rumors and stuff, but to be honest, we just get given the equipment, it gets tested, and for us, we just worry about making sure we're physically right and everything else is taken care of.
Yeah. Now, I'd imagine in your sport, you would have had some serious stacks in your time.
Yep,
Where does that one rate?
I mean, it looks spectacular, but pain-wise, I'd say it'd be top three. It's not number one.
Yeah.
Jeez. 10 weeks before World Championships of 2019, I was racing on a velodrome again, and I came into contact with one of my teammates just at the national championships, and I was at the very top of the track in the bend, which from the top of the track to the bottom is about 5 meters, so it's almost a two-story building. But instead of, as you see in the video, I fell into the velodrome. I fell away from it, so I fell from the top and just landed on the concrete at the bottom.
Alex.
So I sat up, and I could tell straight away my collarbone was broken, so I've now got a plate with 9 pins in that.
Wow.
And then I started coughing up blood, so we went to the hospital, it turns out I'd punctured a lung, broken 6 ribs, and broken one of my vertebrae.
Now, I've had a stack on the velodrome
on your three-wheeler.
So Wayne Phillips was our coach, right? So he said, right, let's go out and do it. We'll do a time trial out at the velodrome. Yeah. So we borrowed the bikes out there. Yeah. And Jars, a lot of people don't know that the pedals just go forward. There's no brake, right? So you can't, you just got to stop pedaling.
Mm.
So we've done this time trial, right? And this guy called John Davidson, who was in our squad.
Mm.
So we've just sprinted about 10 laps. And next thing, I just hear this, look out! And he's tried to brake and he's lost control of his bike.
Yeah.
And then guess who was in front of him?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bang, straight off, right like halfway, around the, halfway around the bend, took me out.
Of course
landed
it did.
On my hip.
Yeah.
I just soldiered on.
And did you get back up on the bike like Alex did? Alex is tough, mate.
Didn't miss a game. Made 100 3 days later. bloody hurt, I tell you. So wasn't Fantastic. Going anywhere near as fast as 65Ks.
Mate, very proud of you, mate, because you got back on the bike and you represented our country and our state. And you're a bronze medalist. So.
Yep.
Now you've got to get ready for Paris in 3 years' time.
Yeah, well and truly.
All right, we'll get on the frost. And I've got a couple of stories I've got to tell you about being getting injured in footy anyway.
We love to hear from the Rush Hour fam on the Automasters text line. 0488 51047 is the number. Today's question comes from Brian from Woodville North. He says, I saw Robbo's top 50 players in the Tizer today. Just curious who you guys would say are your top 5 AFL players for 2021.
Mm. Brian, good question. Mm-hmm. A lot of those top 50s, top 25s will start to come out, Gregory and then young Alex, and obviously for next year. But there's been some wonderful players this year, Gregory. Be pretty tough to pick your top 10, let alone your top 5.
Yes.
You go first, Greg.
All right, I'm going to go Ollie Wines, 5.
Yeah,
Brownlow medalist, of course, had a great year.
Absolutely.
4 was Petrarca.
No.
He was 4 for
me. Mate, he's the best player in the competition.
3, Maxi Gorn. Big Maxi.
Yeah, best ruckman in the comp. Absolutely.
2, Oliver, Clayton Oliver.
Yeah, the old Red Baron.
And I thought the guy who had the best season, now I hope Ollie Wines doesn't get upset because he obviously had a great year. But I thought the Bont, Marcus Bontempelli.
Okay. Yeah, he did try and carry his boys in that first half in the grand final.
Yeah, but he had a bloody great year, didn't he?
What?
He had a great year.
He had a wonderful year.
Yeah.
Alex Porter. what have you got for us, young man, knowing that you're a Fremantle supporter?
I am.
How can you be a Freo when you're a South Australian? You should be a Crows or Port supporter.
What's going on?
What are you doing?
I watched Michael Barlow play his debut, and he played an absolute cracker of a game, and I developed a bit of a man crush
on Michael
and
Barlow.
And that just turned into a man crush of the entire Fremantle team.
Oh, okay. Do you think you'll ever see a premiership win while you're breathing air, even though you're only 25 years old?
Yeah, of course.
You reckon you'll win a
well
flag?
Well and truly.
All right. Good luck, young man. Took Melbourne 57 years.
It did.
All right, what's your top five, young man?
Well, being a Fremantle man, I've put Fife in at number five just because...
Mate, he didn't even have him play.
Oh, yeah, but that's the quality of him. And with that haircut, how can he not be in the top five?
Yeah, with a haircut, he shouldn't be in the top 50.
Thinking. All right.
Number four, I've got Maxi Gawn.
Yeah, good
he
boy.
He played a ripper of a season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ollie Wines was my number three.
Yes. Boy. Yeah.
Two was the Bont.
The Bont. Yeah, nice.
He played very well. Good boy. And you can't go past Petrarca.
There you go.
He played, especially through good the boy. Finals.
Good boy.
He was unstoppable.
Yeah, but this is for the whole season.
Yeah, Alex is...
That was the cherry on top of the cake.
There you go.
Where'd he go on the Brownlow?
Who?
Petrarca.
Well, he finished, fifth, didn't he?
Well, yeah.
Too many teammates stealing votes.
And I know what that's like.
Well, we know what your number one is, so don't bother
number
with yours.
Five is Aaliyah Lear, right? Mm. Number four is Toby Green.
Mm.
Okay. Number three is the big Maxi Gawn, best ruckman, most influential ruckman in the comp.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the Bont.
Mm-hmm.
And Petrarca for me because he's a game changer.
Mm.
See, I don't just pick names just for the sake of it like you two knuckleheads have. I pick them for a reason.
So the Bont isn't a game changer and Clayton Oliver's not a game changer. You haven't even got Oliver in your top five.
No, because I've got Maxi Gawn who gives the ball to the midfielders. He gives them first lick at it.
Mm-hmm.
Toby Green's the most influential forward running around. And Aaliyah is the best defender.
In your top five.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he was better than Lever?
Yes.
And May?
Absolutely.
Really?
All right. Absolutely.
Okay.
So there you go. 1-333-53 or what's our text line number again?
0488-51047. If you've got any question for Bernie, Bluey and Jars. And next, we're going to play a little game of Who Am I?
Oh, dear.
Nat 5'5", you need to lie down, mate. I think you have got concussion.
Yeah, where was Dustin Martin?
Dusty's in hospital still. Who are you? Well, it's his.
Who are you? It's our segment that we're doing because Bern's not here for fun facts.
Who's done this? No, we're meant to say, where's my Benny Hill music to say goodbye to the family to wrap up the show? A very good show on a Monday.
Well, Bern's not here, mate.
Who's put this rubbish in?
Get over it. Bern is not here. If he's not here, it's hard for Bern to do his facts.
He can't defend himself. His fun facts is a much-loved segment around the country and the world.
When he's back, I can't see it getting past the producer.
He's taking his
producer Ben has made an executive decision.
It takes too long, does it, Ben? You take too long being here as well. All right.
All right,
Alex, good luck.
Like the back of a fan towels wrapper, I'm going to read
the
clues and you have to try and guess who we're talking about here.
All right.
Ridiculous segment.
We play best of five this week and the winner gets a slab or something.
Best
of five gets a slab.
Hurry, I've got to get going. I've got to mow the lawns.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay.
I've got to wrap
rain's coming.
And we've also got special guest Alex Porter, Olympic cyclist here. So, Alex, feel free to jump in if you
And you're not allowed to win, by the way.
Okay.
No, I don't agree to that.
Good boy.
No, go for it.
Okay, I was born on the 10th of April, 1962. I was only 16 when recruited.
Come on, G, you gotta read it out, fan.
Mandurah WA to the Richmond Footy Club. 62. I began my VFL career with Richmond.
Kevin Sheedy.
Blah, blah.
So you're out.
In 1980.
Take a hot go home, mate.
I was a full forward at the same club as Michael Roach, which limited my playing opportunities, and so I asked
Brian Taylor.
He got it! Four clues.
What a stupid segment.
TT!
TT! I'm getting out of here.
It only took you four clues. Well done.
Fair dinkum. That is what a terrible segment. Make
it a cricket question tomorrow and see how Jars goes.
Yeah. Okay, tomorrow's a cricket person.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Alex.
And you still sore.
Mate, thanks for coming in,
young man. No worries. I'm just glad I'm not going to be here for the cricket question.
Here
you go, Jars.
Bang! See you tomorrow. Now get this off. I've had enough.